My aim was not to become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is...
Rain Man. What's going on, everybody? Friends, family. Episode 36, The Rain Man Podcast. You know what? First and foremost, to all my family up north, all my people out there, you know, Connecticut, New Haven, New York, I hope you guys are safe. As of this recording, there was supposed to be a pretty bad snowstorm coming through there. So, you know, I know you guys are going to get hit hard. So please be careful. Stock up on supplies. You know, shout out to Dirty Devo, Mish the Dish, Smoking Lady J, a couple of my Twitter people. And I know the storm will be hitting them up. It's probably going to be fucking them right in the ass. So be careful, all right? Be safe. Don't go out if you don't have to, okay? I hope you downloaded plenty of podcasts just in case the lights go out, all right? I hope you called your weed man. Have him come over. Restock. Because I'm telling you right now, when that snow starts coming down, that fucking Arctic tundra begins, the weed man is not driving in the snow. I don't care what he's driving, a 4x4, I don't give a shit, 6x6, it's not going down. Ain't no customer that good to be driving in that shit. So I hope you guys are stocked up. Yeah, just be careful, all right? No, and speaking of weed, speaking of the devil's lettuce, as some people call it, I have quit smoking. Cold turkey, all right? That's right, as of, what was it? As of Sunday night, I will be drug-free for the whole month of February. That is correct. Look, people, I need a second job, all right? This podcast is not paying any bills. Got these goddamn student loans. I need another job, all right? God damn it. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I know it. But, I don't know. It's just, it's so ingrained as a part of my everyday routine, you know, smoke, you know, do something, smoke. So, you know, I got to do what I got to do. All right. It's going to be tough, but, you know, I'll manage. All right. And it'll be well worth it, you know, get a second job. And you know what? When I finally do get to smoke, that shit's going to be fucking incredible. All right. When's the last time you stopped smoking? Stop smoking for 48 hours. After that second day, you hit a blunt. You're like, oh, shit. Whoa. Yeah. So imagine a whole month. Who the fuck am I kidding? This is going to be so goddamn stressful. I try to sound all positive and shit. No, this is going to fucking suck. This is going to suck. Without question. This is going to suck so much ass. Like I said, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? So, yeah, no more weed intake, you know, gotta tone that down. I just said intake. You know what I noticed? Even my, besides the weed, even my mental intake has been changing. I've been, you know, switching that up. I noticed that the past couple of days. In particular, what I'm talking about is more... Yeah, what I'm talking about is Instagram. I was following just way too many ass accounts. And I don't mean ass as in, I don't mean ass as, you know, like a dumbass, like too many stupid accounts. No, I mean literally ass accounts, just chicks on Instagram, just showing their ass with selfies. Like, look. I like ass as much as the next guy, but. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe that's it. You know? Nothing but booty shots. It's like, come on. You gotta offer something else. There's gotta be more to you than just a big, you know, fat ass. So I've just been unfollowing a bunch of chicks. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not unfollowing all of them. You know, baby steps. I've stopped the weed cold turkey. I'm not going to stop looking at ass cold turkey. But even that's slowed down. I'm unfollowing a bunch of accounts. Just, you know. I feel so bad, though. I unfollowed this one model on Instagram. she's hot as fuck, but she just posted a picture of herself pregnant. Like, she's too much pregnant. And I just, like, I'm like, ugh, unfollow. I'm sorry. Did that come off as dickish? Look, come on. Nobody wants to see that. I mean, she's hot as fuck. Look, she posts pictures of herself in a fucking bikini. Why would I want to see that with a giant fucking belly sticking out? And no, I'm not a sexist, all right? There's no guy on Instagram fucking, you know, searching hashtag pregnant woman or pregnant chicks knocked up. Like, who the fuck's looking for that? Or maybe there is. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Am I wrong for that? Am I wrong for unfollowing a young lady who, you know, I don't want to see her belly? I mean, let's be honest. The only reason I was following her is because, you know, she's a model. You know, she's attractive, nice body. Now I have no reason to look at her. Wow, that sounded terrible. That sounded fucking horrible. I'm sorry. Yeah, welcome to the Rain Man podcast. First time listeners. All right. Okay, enough of this. I just lost all of my female listeners. Last week, I lost all my black and Hispanic listeners. All right, let's just keep going. Fucking A. Damn. Yeah, I sounded pretty fucking stupid just now. Ah, don't worry. You'll get over it. It's a part of my charm, right? That's why you people listen. Okay, what happened last week? Anything? Anything important? Anything in the news? Any, you know? I guess not. Anybody watch the State of the Union?
With Obama.
Hmm? I watched part of it. The State of the Union, I don't know. It's the perfect example. That whole thing, that whole, you know, he stands there and talks to a bunch of people. That whole thing is the perfect example of why I don't vote, why I don't follow politics, why this country just confuses the shit out of me. Like, just watch it. Go on YouTube. Watch it. The United States of America. The key word, united. Watch the State of the Union. Motherfuckers are not, they are not united. At all. You got the fucking president up there. He's talking, you know, and these fucking politicians, you see them in the audience. They're just sitting there, just paying no attention at all. It looked like a school assembly, like a bunch of students in the auditorium, and the president's the principal, and he's up there talking, and just no one, or I should say just half the room is paying attention, clapping and shit. The other half is just, you know, just fucking just sitting there. They're checking their fucking Facebook. They're playing Candy Crush. I don't know. I don't get it. If you're into politics and you know, you want to tell me the importance of the State of the Union, then please, by all means, hit me up on Twitter, email me. Yeah. Talk to me. Tell me. Explain to me what the point of this is. Because all it does is just show the public that there is no unity. There's no united. The fuck out of here. Even when the president, like, I was watching part of it, he was saying, like, some positive shit. Hey, you know, let's all, you know, work together, you know, for the people. And you see half these fucks are clapping and the other half is just with their arms folded. It's like, I don't know. I thought these politicians were in there for the people. And you can just obviously, just blatantly just see it on their face. They're there for their own fucking, you know, public agenda and whatnot. I don't know. All right. And you know what, besides all that bullshit, you know the main reason why I don't watch it? It's all the fucking clapping. The interrupting, the clapping. The president talks, everybody stands up, they start clapping. Talk, stand up, clap. It's like fucking Catholic Church. You sit down, you stand up, sit down, stand up, you kneel. I don't know, whatever. I don't know, maybe it's just boring as fuck. Maybe that, at the end of the day, maybe that's why I don't watch it. It's an hour and a half with all the standing and the fucking clapping. It should be done in 20 minutes, tops. 20-minute speech. It's like 40 goddamn minutes of just clapping. Just come on, that's ridiculous. All right, whatever. Anyway, all right, that's the Rain Man podcast. Or, I'm sorry. This is the Rain Man podcast, and let's start the Rain Man podcast. am I crazy or out of line when I say Toy Story or the Toy Story franchise is the greatest movie trilogy of all times? Do I sound stupid saying that? Or do I sound correct? Because I was telling a friend of mine this. Toy Story, greatest trilogy in movies. Easily. Just right off the top of my head. The best one. What do you think? What? What'd you say? Lord of the Rings? No. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. Don't get me started on Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is a boring fucking movie. And I know a lot of people liked it, but god damn. The battles are cool and all, but fuck, that's a goddamn boring movie. And what's worse is that you get to part three, and spoiler, they gotta go to a fucking volcano. They gotta throw a ring in the volcano. End of the movie, they get rescued by, like, these giant eagles. And the eagles take them all the way back to where they started. Three fucking movies. So basically, part one, you could have had all this shit going on, had them ride a goddamn eagle, go all the way to the volcano, throw it in there. They stretched this shit out for 3 hours. That's another thing about these movies, those fucking Lord of the Rings movies. It's like 2-3 fucking hours. Nobody got time for that shit. Just give me an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe 2+ hours. But goddamn, the 3 hours is just, it's too much. No mas. No mas. What else? Other trilogies. Star Wars. You know what? The first Star Wars, don't talk about the new ones. The new ones suck. But the original one, I even have beef with the third one. I even got beef with that movie. You're telling me the bad guys, the Sith or whatever the fuck they're called, they got fucking lasers, they got spaceships, they got a Death Star, a giant fucking planet that blows up other planets, and you're telling me they get fucking beat by midgets and rocks and spears? I know there's somebody listening to this that has never seen Star Wars, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And there's someone that has seen Star Wars, and they're like, shut the fuck up. Look, I'm sorry, okay? You got beef? Start a podcast and then talk shit. But until then, look, Star Wars sucks. not Star Wars sucks, I'm sorry. Lord of the Rings suck. The first two Star Wars movies, even the third one's good. I just always had beef with that one. And that fucks up the whole, you know, it being just perfect. That's what I'm saying about Toy Story. Toy Story is perfect. It's the perfect trilogy. Let's keep going. Fuck it. The Dark Knight. Dude. The Dark Knight Rises. After seeing it again, I've lost count at how many plot holes are in that movie. And you're talking to, like, diehard Batman fan. Okay, but part three, it has issues. It's got problems. The Matrix, oh my god, don't even get me started. The first one, god damn, that first Matrix movie, I still remember my sister taking me to see that for the first time. It blew my fucking mind. Blew my mind. Part two was shit. I mean, the highway scene is just fucking awesome, which is why I don't hate part two that much, because it gave us that badass, like, that whole highway chase scene is just amazing. Amazing. The rest of the movie, not so much. Then that third Matrix movie, god damn, that was just a big, just CGI shit fest. God damn it. And then the ending. Fuck me, man. When they start fighting in the air like fucking Dragon Ball Z characters. And don't get me started with Dragon Ball Z. God damn it. That cartoon fucking sucked. It sucked then. It sucked now. I know I got a couple of guys listening to this who are probably like, fuck you. Dragon Ball was the shit. And I'm telling you, no, fuck you.
Dragon Ball sucked. That fucking cartoon sucked. Every season was the same. A bad guy comes to Earth. They're really strong. The good guys gotta go train for like a fucking year. Come back to Earth. Fight the bad guy. Repeat. Don't get me started on Dragon Ball. That's a completely separate podcast in itself of me just shitting on that cartoon. It's fucking stupid. Now I think I've lost every listener I had. Fuck, I'm gonna keep going. Comic book movies. Spider-Man. The first one was watchable. Part two was good. Let's just talk about another. Because the third Spider-Man movie was just one giant clusterfuck of a film. God damn it. I don't know what or how or when, why it even happened, but Spider-Man 3 just sucks ass. All right, let's continue. I can't even think of it. Oh, X-Men. I think I've even said this on Biff Sweetwater's podcast. The first X-Men movie sucks. You might have some fond memories of it, but no. Take it from me. X-Men, the first one, sucks. Part two's great. I could watch part two whenever. Part two's a great movie. I don't know, I might get shit for this, but I'd rather see X-Men 3 before I see X-Men 1. Just X-Men 1, I don't know, it's just, I don't know. It sucks. My opinion. And I've mentioned this on Biff's podcast before. Watch X-Men 1, take a shot every time Wolverine gets knocked out. Okay, next time you see, if you got that DVD, just take a shot. Shot of tequila, whiskey, whatever. Anytime Wolverine gets knocked out, you're going to be fucked up. All right, so I'm done with this little rant. I just wanted to get on here and tell you, Toy Story is the best movie trilogy ever created. Okay, that's all. Oh, there goes the phone. Perfect timing. You just ruined my podcast. Hello. So for whatever reason, you listen to this podcast and you want something a little bit more quality entertainment, then it's pretty easy. You just go to bizbutton.net, you click on the icon that says podcast party, and you will magically be transported to a land of just great podcasts to listen to. So many different various types of shows that you can listen to. They have everything. Everything on this website. You want insightful interviews with interesting people? And do you want these interviews to be done by the realest gangster you will ever meet, the OG, triple OG of podcasting? Then I present to you the Talk to Cleo podcast. It's that simple. Are you're into MMA? You need your MMA fix? And I'm not talking, you know, some simple, you know, UFC, you know, update bullshit. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, that other guy who does like a 4-hour fucking MMA podcast. No, nice, simple, to the point, uncensored breakdowns of fights. The Don't Fake the Funk podcast. Just listen to them and they got you fucking covered. All right. Or you want to hear a retard once a week give you his thoughts on pop culture, world news, and other views on life, then, you know, just keep listening to me, the Rain Man podcast. I'm also on fizzbutton.net. So do the same thing, fizzbutton.net, podcast party, various podcasts to listen to, including myself. All right? Fizzbutton.net. Check it out. There's something I've been noticing in the sports of MMA that needs improvement. And in order for me to talk about this, I have to very quickly bring up pro wrestling. Calm down. Some of you have beef. There goes my voice again, cracking up. I know some of you have beef with pro wrestling. Hear me out, because I think this is very important, and you might even agree with me, and you might even learn something. Hold on, all right? Now, I'm not comparing the two, all right? Pro wrestling, MMA. MMA, obviously, it's a sport. Professional wrestling is more of a show, predetermined outcome, storylines, you know, still athleticism is needed, but, you know, it's predetermined matches, all bullshit, okay? Two completely different entities of themselves, but MMA fighters, this is something that they can learn. It's very important, and I think most of them are not, they're just not embracing it as they should. And other people are just passing them by. And what I'm talking about is talking. Yes. In the sport of MMA, you know, where, you know, mixed martial arts and knowing all these skills and this and that, probably the most important tool that they need to get far in this sport, I should say to get far in UFC, is the ability to talk. I forgot who I told this to. I know it was on Xbox Live. I was playing it, but the average MMA fighter has the personality of a fucking $8 bill. Most fighters are just boring. They're boring as fuck. How many times have you watched the fight? Let's say you watch the UFC. Joe Rogan goes in the cage after the fight. You know, we have the winner and the loser. Joe Rogan asks the guy who won, what did you think about your opponent? My opponent was, you know, he's a tough guy. Okay, who do you want to fight next? Well, whoever Dana White and Lorenzo want me to fight, you know, that's what I'll do, whatever the bosses say. Answers like that don't get you title shots in the UFC. I think we can all agree on that. If you're a fan of mixed martial arts and UFC, you know, boring-ass answers like that do not get you title shots. You have to be able to sell yourself as a brand in the UFC. Now, I'm not, when I say that, I don't want the UFC to turn into the fucking WWE. I don't want Jon Jones in his next fight to come out with a goddamn Ric Flair robe on. Okay? I don't want to see Conor McGregor sitting on a throne while being carried by a bunch of midgets dressed up as leprechauns bringing him into the ring. All right? That's not what I'm saying. Calm down. I don't want fucking Cain Velasquez walking out to the cage with, you know, a bunch of fucking mariachis playing music as he's walking down the aisle. Even though that sounds badass. And I would love to see that. I don't want to see it. What I mean is, when a fighter in the UFC has the ability to talk. You're going to hear this word a lot, talk, in this little rant. When they have the ability to, then, whoo, there I go fucking up my words. I'm thinking too fast, and my mouth is moving too slow. Hold on, let me just slow down. Okay. When a fighter has the ability to talk and sell themselves, that equals more money. That equals title shots. It's a proven fact in the UFC. If you follow the sport at all, you know I'm telling the truth. If you can talk for yourself, more opportunities come up, right? I can name plenty of people. Plenty. Let's go back. Dan Hardy, right off the top of my head. Dan Hardy. Remember him? He got a title shot against, you know, GSP. GSP. He got a title shot pretty fucking quick. Why did he get that title shot? Well, the kid, you know, he could talk shit, good fighter, and he got him noticed by Dana White. And there you go. He got a title shot with GSP. He lost the fight, lost the title shot. He went on a 4-fight losing streak after that title shot, still kept his job. Now, you know, in the UFC, you lose 2 or 3. That's usually you're fired. He lost 4 in a row, kept his job. Why? Dana White has been quoted. He likes him. He liked him. He liked Dan Hardy. Why did he like Dan Hardy? Because he can talk. He was a decent fighter, but the kid can talk shit, so he kept him. Chael Sonnen, Jesus Christ. This guy, he's the poster child of talking shit. Did I say talking ship? Of talking shit. This guy, let me tell you about Chael Sonnen. See, this is for the people who don't watch professional wrestling. Let me tell you something about Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen literally was quoting old wrestling promos in his fucking interviews. All right? It was so funny. Everybody thought Chael was so witty and so funny. And he is, but, you know, as I'm watching it, before he talked to Anderson Silva, like, before he fought Anderson Silva, you know, he was doing interviews and doing all these shits. And I'm just sitting there just laughing, like, holy shit, this guy is, he's copying Billy Graham. Go on YouTube and type in Billy Graham 1977 promo. Billy Graham 1977 promo. Watch that. If you don't know, superstar Billy Graham, he was a professional wrestler in the 70s and 80s. And he's basically the guy that Chael Sonnen copied, like word for word. And let's be honest, who the fuck knew who Chael Sonnen was before he started talking shit about Anderson Silva? Before he fought Anderson Silva, did you know who Chael Sonnen was? Or I should say, did you give a fuck about Chael Sonnen before he fought Anderson Silva? Now, I know some people didn't like Chael Sonnen's style of talking shit. You know, they said it was too pro wrestling. But let me tell you something, what that pro wrestling shit talking got him. It got him 2 middleweight title fights. It got him 1 light heavyweight title fight against John Jones. It got him a coaching gig on The Ultimate Fighter. He was the host of UFC on Fox. You think he got all that shit because he was a good fighter? He was decent. He was a good mixed martial artist. But at the end of the day, what was it? He can talk shit. And what do we got today? We got Conor McGregor. That boy can talk some good shit. I just noticed I'm saying talk shit a lot. That's a recurring theme in this rant. You hear me say that a lot? Talk shit. Well, that's what it is. He has the ability to talk. He could fight too. But what else can he do? He knows how to sell a fight. That fucking kid can sell a fucking fight. Now look at him. Title shot. You got a fucking title shot, man. Look at boxing, man. It's the same thing, man. You got to know how to fucking talk. Muhammad Ali, goddamn. Would you say he's the greatest shit talker in a combat sport? You know, bigger than life personality. Where do you think he learned that from? Muhammad Ali, where did you think he learned that from? Where did he see that? Pro wrestling. Some of you don't get upset. Don't stop the podcast yet. But yes, you can look it up. Muhammad Ali, huge wrestling fan. He had a wrestling match in fucking Japan. He was a special guest in the first WrestleMania. God damn. He loved it. He loved that shit. That's where he learned it. That's where he saw it. Guys go on. Guys enter the ring. Talk shit, you know, sell the fight. And, you know, the next day, you know, people would go see the fight because these guys would talk such a good game. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is, and I doubt any MMA fighters are listening to this podcast, but if you are, look, you could be the greatest fighter in the world, but, you know, you could be a world champion and all that stuff. But I think, maybe I'm talking out of line, but I think more opportunities will open up. More doors will open if you learn and master the ability to talk. Ask Conor McGregor. You think he'd be on the cover of magazines and headlining, you know, events in his hometown if he was just this really quiet young man? No. He got Dana White's attention with his fucking mouth and his ability to fight. You know, you put the two together, he's a fucking star. So, there you go. I hope this rant was informative. Again, if any MMA... Oof, there I go again. Jesus Christ, Raymond. If any MMA fighters are listening to this, You want to go on YouTube, watch some old Ric Flair interviews, watch some Roddy Piper interviews, watch some CM Punk. Jesus Christ, he's in the UFC now, right? Maybe he could teach these guys, you know, a couple of, you know, mic techniques. He was a great talker back in his wrestling days. So, yeah, take this for what you will. Unfortunately, I can't put Macho Man on that list of greatest talkers because by default, you know, he, let's be honest, wrestling fans, he was jacked up on cocaine back in 85. That was the fuel that gave him this ability to talk so good. So by default, all right. And no, I mentioned cocaine and MMA. No, I don't have any John Jones jokes. No fucking zingers, all right? Go fuck yourself, all right? If you listen to this podcast, you know I am a John Jones supporter, all right? Fuck you. All right, let me get out of here. That was the Rain Man Podcast. Thank you for listening. You know, as always, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher. That's it, right? Podomatic. You know, keep subscribing, keep listening, keep sharing. You know, the numbers are going up, people. And I thank you. I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. I can't say that enough because... you know, time is pretty fucking precious. That's one thing I have been noticing. Time is just going by. A half hour, an hour, 24 hours. 24 hours ain't shit, all right? There's not enough time in a day. So to take the 20 or 30 minutes out of your day to listen to my dumbass talk about nothing, I truly, truly am thankful for. So thank you for that once again, okay? So iTunes, Stitcher, find me on Twitter, just search the Rain Man Podcast. What else? I got a very special episode 3 of Rain Man and Friends coming up as soon as we, me and my guests figure this out, you know, time wise and whatnot, with, you know, with the blizzard over there making it a little difficult to communicate with each other. But once that's all taken care of, I can't wait to announce who my guest is, and it's gonna be fun. A true inspiration to me. I'll just say that. All right. So thank you once again, Rain Man Podcast. Thanks for listening. And what else is there? There's nothing else to say, right? Except for enjoy your day. Okay? Bye.
Yo, Ray. That's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait. Let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm going to get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.